joining us on the TRoCare College Live Line this morning with 8 Days of Hope, Steve Tybor. 8 Days of Hope has been really working double duty now this week and over the past couple of days. Steve, thanks for joining us this morning. I want to start, before we get here a little closer to home in Buffalo, I want to start with what's been going on in Texas. I know you've expanded your outreach there. You've been doing meals and so much more. What have you found the situation to be like getting to Texas, and what is 8 Days of Hope up to?
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for having me. I appreciate that. We're still in Texas with our heavy equipment. There's still 3 people who are missing, 3 loved ones, so family members. And so our heavy equipment is just one of 2 sets of heavy equipment being used right now, working with the local search and rescue teams, the cadaver dogs, using sonar, doing all the things that you do to try to bring closure to these families. So every night we get our directions for the next day. I know that yesterday they worked about 11 hours, thought they had maybe had some success, but that wasn't to be. They're back at it again today. Also, as you mentioned, our feeding team, there's still some responders, first responders and volunteers from around the country. You know, they need to eat. And so our mass feeding team, they're making 900 meals every session to provide food to those, to give them the protein and the energy to serve. So the fight continues. And again, we're going to be there until we're not needed.
Steve, you've also started an outreach in Buffalo this week. Is it unusual to have multiple deployments at the same time?
Wow, you asked the best questions. We traditionally, when we do something this large, it's all hands on deck. But we have grown so much as an organization, as a national ministry, that you know now we can be in 3 places at one time. So that's happened maybe 3 times in the last 18 months. You know, this week we're expecting over 2,000 volunteers from 39 states, 3 countries coming to Buffalo to serve in the Niagara District. Councilman Rivera was here this morning welcoming 1,300 people in attendance today. Already about 90 families have had, you know, their roofs redone, windows replaced, painting, carpentry. We've got community projects. So it's off to a great start. And our southern friends love this weather. So I think they're going to be hanging on a little bit longer. But, yeah, it's been a great start. We're on day number 3 of 8 Days of Hope Buffalo.
Yeah, this outreach, it's large in scale. You mentioned the amount of volunteers you have, and you're helping an entire block, an entire neighborhood here. What's some of the work that you'll be doing over the next week?
You know, painting projects, there's a lot of lead paint in Buffalo, so our volunteer leaders have taken the classes to learn how to remove lead paint and do it safely. So I think we're painting about 20 different homes, some beautiful, unique colors in the Niagara District. I think 10 families are getting brand new roofs. I mean, a brand new roof on some of these large roofs that had wood shake shingles underneath their asphalt shingles. You know, if you paid somebody, it'd be like $30,000, $40,000. And yet there's 8 contractors in the area that want to give back to the city of Buffalo, and they love 8 Days of Hope. And they'll be serving as well. Window replacements, a lot of porches. Oh, my gosh. Everyone needs help with their porch, it seems like. So we're doing that. And we're going door to door. We're cutting people's lawns and trimming their bushes, cleaning out their gutters, cleaning out their backyards. And we're just trying to love people and serve people. We've had amazing conversations. I'm telling you, people from all over the country, they love coming here. They talk about just the heart of the Buffalo people they serve. They also talk about the food. And again, they're loving the weather this week as well.
Wow, what a difference. Are the materials donated? I mean, how do you do this? And do you get skilled workers who donate their time as well?
Yeah, we do. So about out of the 2,000, I'll say about 800 are skilled people, handymen, handywomen, contractors, people who are just looking to give back. The other 1,200 are less skilled, but they, you know, they can scrape and prime, and they can do landscaping, and they can help, you know, hold the fence while somebody, you know, lays out the fence. So, you know, with us, wherever we travel, we always get skilled volunteers. The budget for this trip is about $340,000, but we're going to do about $1.2, $1.3 million of work. We're almost there. We're still a little short. So if you're listening today, you can help. You know, we can't take money given to Texas or for Hurricane Helene or the fires in L.A. to do a district in Buffalo. That's not fair to the donors. So if someone wants to support us, I think, again, we're about $30,000 short, $28,000, something like that. They can donate online at 8dayshope.com. Every penny will be spent here in Buffalo. It doesn't go toward a salary or a truck. But it's been an amazing week and just so excited for the next 5 days.
Yeah, that's a great way to donate to 8daysofhope.org to make a difference right here in your own community, which so many people love to do. You know, we love to donate to when there's a natural disaster or something like that that we see on the news. I find that it really hits home when it hits home. Don't you, Steve?
You know, yes. You know, everything we do is disaster related. We also build safe places for women and children rescued from trafficking all around the world, all around the country. This is a one-off project with us. But, you know, we have 300 volunteer leaders, 50 of them live in Western New York. And so they get so excited to give back to maybe a neighborhood they grew up in. You know, I grew up in North Buffalo. So the first year when we did the university district, I was like super pumped because that's where I worked for my first job. And that's where I went to high school. So we have a lot of local leaders in local churches and businesses that are jumping on board. It's been so fun to watch this thing grow.
We love how you're giving back to Buffalo. You know, the families, the homes that have been selected, they were pre-selected, right?
They were pre-selected. We had every church nominate some families, but then we also had a lottery. And so we picked 100 names out of in essence, a hat, right, a big drum. We had about 400 applicants. Now so many volunteers are showing up. You know, we're starting to help out some of the families that didn't think they had anyone coming. So, you know, the more people that come and show up and serve, the more people we can help. And, of course, that drives us, and we love doing that.
Well, it's awesome work. How can people get involved in the future? If they want to become a volunteer, you know, maybe it's too late. They're just hearing about it, what's going on in Buffalo this time, but you do this every single year in Buffalo. What if they want to volunteer for next year?
You know, either in Buffalo or around the country, it's free when you volunteer with us. We don't charge anybody anything. We provide food and lodging. Of course, if you serve in Buffalo, you sleep in your own bed and you can come serve. Just text the word HOPE to 86373 and you'll sign up for our text alert. So if we're going to Texas, you would have known we're going to Texas. You'll know about Buffalo and the other outreaches as well. So text the word HOPE to 86373, 86373, the word HOPE, and you'll sign up for our text alerts.
Okay, and just to be clear, do you want more volunteers for this current outreach in Buffalo?
Susan, we have never said no in 20 years. So if you didn't volunteer and you didn't register and you just feel like, you know what, I want to do this. I want to give back. I want to be a part of the largest volunteer outreach effort ever in the city of Buffalo. 2,000 people show up by 7 in the morning over at Elam Christian Fellowship Church, and we'll put you to work, give you a couple good-looking T-shirts, and you'll meet people from around the country.
Sounds great. Hey, Steve, thanks so much, and really enjoy this week. I know it means a lot to you and everybody who works with 8 Days of Hope. Steve Tybor joining us live again, 8daysofhope.org. If you want to find out more, donate to the cause, or maybe even volunteer yourself.